welcome back to another Daily Walk. And today we want to talk about family worship and children in the church. This is one of those things that I look for, albeit not the first thing I look for when I'm evaluating a church, but when I go into it, I really want to see how they interact with children in the congregation. And so first, let's define what family worship means. So family worship is when the church gets together and worships, of course, as a family. Your children come in with the service. They're sitting in the pews or the chairs or in the section with their parents. Everybody's hearing the same message. Now, contrary to this, a lot of modern churches develop this idea of a children's church. We have to teach the children age-appropriate ways of doing things. And as they were doing these age-appropriate ways of doing things, then what they would do is they would take all of the children out of the church. This is very common, probably more common than the other. They would take all the children out. They go somewhere else with the children, and they give the children a children's message. And then the adults come and hear the adult message. And what I saw in a church recently, as I go in and they actually say on their bulletin, children fourth grade and under are not permitted in the service. Now, it's one thing to have family worship, which is the best of all things. It is another thing when you have a children's service, but then you have the regular service. It is an altogether different beast when you say your kids, your family is not allowed in the sanctuary during our church service. If a visitor, if I came in with a second grade child and you're telling me, who has not seen anything about the church, my second grader is not allowed to sit next to me, I am out of there because I'm thinking a couple things. The first thing I'm thinking is, what are you teaching my child? Because this itself isn't in alignment with the scriptures. And secondly, what is going on that you are trying to isolate the kids from the adults? Now, let me unpack this. First, let's go into a couple of scripture verses from the Old Testament and from the New Testament. First, it is the role of the parents to do the best job possible in teaching the kids. So Deuteronomy chapter 6, 4 through 7. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. These words which I am commanding you today shall be on your heart. And this is the key verse here, verse 7. You shall teach them diligently to your sons. You shall talk of them when you sit in the house and when you walk by the way, when you lie down and when you rise up. So it is the role of the parents to teach the children. It is our job to understand the whole of the scripture and for us to teach the children. So in this concept of the church, the children should be in the main service hearing the same message. And now it is up to parents to take that message and engage in conversations with the kids the rest of the day to figure out what do they know, what do they understand, and what the how to apply that to your life. It is the parents' role to do this, not to for the church to have a separate message so that the kids are learning something else. And then, you know, you get back your sugar hypered up children after they have, you know, colored for the last 20 minutes, you know, whatever else. Now, the next verse is from Matthew 19, 13 and 14. Some of the children were brought to him so that he might lay his hands on them and pray. And the disciples rebuked them. But Jesus said, let the children alone. Do not hinder them from coming to me, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. So in this verse here, the people were bringing the children to Jesus and they're like, oh, don't do that. Don't disturb the master. He's talking to the adults. Jesus is like, no, bring the children here. This is who we are for. Now, some people will take that latter verse and say, see, we have to teach the children in an age-appropriate way. Interesting. You know where the age-appropriate education model came from? It's Marxist. It's the same ideology which is seeking to divide our culture today. It is the same ideology that right now is seeking to separate all of the families and to destroy everything. So as a church, if you're coming in and segregating the family, you are feeding into the Marxist ideology and the culture, which is seeking to destroy the family itself. The family is under attack. The family is under assault. The family needs to worship together. We need to start with the church with unity, showing from the scripture that unity is the name of what this is, starting with the family. So when I see a church that offers children's service, it's not enough for me to say, nah, I don't know. But when I see a church that says children are not permitted in here, that is a dangerous ideology. 1984, right? Not the year, the story. They isolate the children into their own education camps and train the children to look out for certain things so that they can tattle on their parents. Look at what's going on in the school systems right now. The entire concept of the Don't Say Gay bill, which had nothing about don't say gay, it was called the Parental Rights in Education bill. That bill from Florida had two tenets. Tenet number one, you're not allowed to talk about sexuality in third grade or under. And tenet number two, the parents must be informed of what is going on with a child in the school. And everyone wants to push against that bill because they do not want the children knowing or the parents knowing what the children are doing in the classroom. That is the overarching tenet. These sick people in these school systems are sitting here and trying to say that they know how to parent your child better than you do, and they're seeking to conquer by division. They're seeking to segregate them all out. The children belong over here, the parents belong over here, and that is how we're going to live our culture. That is evil. So when you see a church that is doing the same thing, it in and of itself is feeding into the same Marxist ideology, which is seeking to destroy the world. And so we need to abolish children's church altogether. Now, I am okay for a children's Sunday school. We go in before the main church worship service. There's a Sunday school. The children come in and, you know, they might have their own Bible study. The adults have an adult Bible study. That's fine. But when it comes time to the service, all of the children and the families need to be worshiping together. They are seeking that out. And by the way, the modern education system was done by Dewey and Hall, both socialists who were seeking to destroy the foundation of the family unity because our culture is perpetually fighting against the family. And as churches, the first place we start is the unity within the family unit itself. So that is what we want to talk about here today. Keep an eye out for that. If your church is doing these, you might think about keeping your children back from the children's services and instead worshiping together as a family unit. So I'm going to wrap this up with a couple of little things. First, if you've not read the book by, I think it's Ted Tripp, Parenting in the Pew, that is an excellent book about parenting and having children inside of the worship service. That is a very excellent book. You should check that out. But let's talk about what goes on. The reason I don't really like the children's church, well, other than all of the crazy ideology I just mentioned, I used to do a lot of children's ministry. I did a lot of Sunday schools. I did children's church for 1 year, which was our minimum commitment. You start in on the service, and then we had our children's service. And then after 1 year, I'm like, this is not a model that's appropriate. So it always looked like this. You bring the children up so that they can have an age-appropriate message. The age-appropriate message was a soft, watered-down nonsense. And that soft, watered-down nonsense, usually always the same exact story with a similar variant. You have a good Christian kid and a bad non-Christian kid. And they go out and they blah, 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 are doing life. And then bad kid wants good kid to do something. Good kid's like, I can't, I'm a Christian. And then under peer pressure, he succumbs and does bad things. Of course, bad things happen because they did bad things. And then, oh, and then the Christian prays. And then, oh, everything's good again. And non-Christian comes to church with Christian. Utter nonsense. But every single story in a children's church was along that variated theme. Or they're just doing the very, very basics rather than teaching them the art of living as a believer, which honestly is ultimately up to the parents. That is one of those fundamental principles is we have shuffled our kids off to the churches rather than being parents ourselves. And that is why, A, so many kids are leaving the church, and B, why we are in a cultural collapse today. Abolish children's church, people. Your children need to be in the service with you. And then you need to take that information and you need to guide them in that way as we go. So thanks for watching. Have a look at the website, ourwalkingchrist.com, for more information. I have several books over there, which will help you with some basic theology. With that, thank you for watching, and I hope that you enjoy your daily walk and our Lord.
Thank you for tuning in. Our Walk in Christ podcast is a listener-supported presentation. For more information about how you can help, check out ourwalkingchrist.com/support. Or our Patreon page at patreon.com/TomM. That's TOMM. Digital and paperback books are available on several online bookstores or at our website. Once again, the website is ourwalkinchrist.com.